from Ohio State University, who just beat my Badgers Saturday night. Last minute. And occupational injuries among U.S. workers with disabilities.
Thank you. Well, I want to present today our preliminary results from our study. So some background information here. How do I do this?
Yeah, I think you just...
Okay. I have no relationships to disclose, but I want to say... Okay, I have no relationship to disclose, but our study is funded by NIOSH, National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. Some background information here. By training, I was an injury epidemiologist. So I was having a coffee with my advisor, Dr. Naran Stallings, in 2003. I said, we have a study called the Colorado Disability Survey. There are good information there in that study, asked about functional limitations and activity participation limitations. So, and there are good questions asked there about injuries, but nobody has ever linked that before, linked two things together. So I asked Noreen, I said, we should analyze that data. So that's the paper you referred, 2005. And after that, we look at injuries among disabilities with children with disabilities. So we published two papers on American Journal of Public Health. And then we also have published a paper on Journal of Epidemiology, look at non-fatal injuries among individuals, adult populations. So I was thinking about, okay, so we next step would be look at occupational injuries among U.S. workers. So I got this funding, so we're thinking about, okay, so before I really look at the injury issues, I have to say, I have to get myself some preliminary information at least to say how many people with disabilities are employed. They work. That's a sort of like give people an idea about how many people are there. So are we talking about 1,000 people, or about 10,000 people, or about 6 million people, so something like that. So that's a part of my, the part one of my presentation. Second part of my presentation, I will look at non-fatal occupational and non-occupational injuries among U.S. workers with disabilities. I want to have a dialogue here. I will not talk too much about this measurement issue and all of those issues. I want to present those preliminary results here so we can have a dialogue. The part one study, we used the American Community Survey 2000 to 2009. The part two, we use the National Health Interview Survey data. So you were asking me why should I use two different sources of data? Because American Community Survey has the advantage of a large sample size, and also we can look at data by state, and also there are standardized simple disability questions there. So here is, you know, people talk about how disability are defined in AS survey. And then I want to talk about employment here. Our employment definition is based on the standard definition of employment is the response to the question if the person did any work for either pay or profit last week. And if the person answered, you know, yes, that person was at work or with a job but not working the last week, we define that as a person who has employment. Look at this here. Estimate number of U.S. workers with disabilities here. 6.8 million people. They have different type of disabilities here, but 6.8 million U.S. workers from 18 to 64, they are employed in the U.S. So if we have that figure in our mind, we cannot ignore the safety and the injury issues. So we have to, people will say, okay, if we look at the injury issues, if how about if we find out they have a significant higher of injuries? So that were probably, so okay, employers were not, do not want to hire those people. So I said to myself, we don't want to, what we want from a researcher's perspective, what I want to present the data and have a dialogue among us and find the best ways to improve the safety among those workers with disabilities. This is a 10-year trend of employment rate for working age adults with disabilities. You can see the employment rate from 2000 to 2009 slightly decreased a little bit. This is the works hours, average works hours per week for working age adults with and without disabilities. We can see after 2008, the working hours dropped very slightly. There's one thing I never figured out why. Look at employment rate by state. Look at the on the top of those North Dakota, Miami, Alaska. Those states, individuals, working age adults with disabilities, half of them are likely to be employed. But however, there's some states here, only like one-fourth of those working age adults are employed. So given that number of working age adults are employed, second question I want to ask, what's their risk of occupational injuries? So I use the National Health Interview Survey data. This is a cross-sectional survey. This information asks questions about medically treated injuries in the past 3 months prior to the survey. Workers, the same definitions. The person working for pay at work or business or with a job or business but not work. Definitions of disability, is limited in any ways. And here, there's one thing I want to do is to use the names of disability. We want to make sure, actually, the disability happened before the injuries. So it's sort of like injuries among us with existing disability. It's not injuries caused by their disabilities. So that's a very important concept here. So that's why we limit our analysis to those individuals with length of disability more than 3 months, because the injury questions ask about medical treated injuries occurred during 3 months prior to the interviews. Here is the some data here about the estimated number of U.S. workers with disability. From NHIS data, you can see the estimated number is 6.5 million. So it's very close to 6.8 million from the ACS. And then a proportion of those workers with disability is about 5%, it's 4 to 6% overall. This is our data. We did some calculation. We estimate injury rate per 100 equivalent, full-time equivalent workers. So we look at workers without disability and workers with disability, and we look at non-occupational injury and occupational injuries. You can see here workers with disability, they are significantly more likely to have non-occupational injuries, and also they have a significantly higher injuries for occupational injuries here. But the difference here is a little bit, between those two groups and a smaller for occupational injuries. That's the difference of 4% versus for non-occupational injury, that's 10% difference between those two groups. And then this is the 3-month prevalence of non-occupational injuries among U.S. workers with disabilities. The rate ratio is 0.5%, consistent across gender and age categories. And this is the occupational injuries is 2.4% is the rate ratio. And we did a multivariate logistic regression of non-occupational injuries and occupational injuries in past 3 months among those workers. You can see the odds ratio is 2.35 for the non-occupational injury and 2.39 for the occupational injuries. And here, this slide provides some evidence to support my colleague's presentation. False prevention should be the number one priority for those workers with disabilities. Here you can see a leading cause of non-occupational injuries among U.S. workers with disabilities. So you can say false is the number one for those with disabilities. Is 37% of those. And then for occupational injuries, same thing here, 77% of those injuries are caused by false events versus 22% of those caused by false among those without disabilities. And some take-home message here, the number one message, I think, estimate 6.5 million to 6.8 million of U.S. workers with disabilities. They are active workers, so we have to address their safety issues and their needs of injury safety prevention. This kind of things. Second, since workers with disability have a significantly higher rate of non-occupational and occupational injuries than workers without disability. Third one, disability status is the strongest variable in logistic regression models for non-occupational and occupational injuries. Couple months ago, I did a presentation in Canada. Look at all the papers published so far, look at the major demographic variables and trying to compare their odds ratios for age, gender, race, education, and disability status. Actually, in terms of injury risk, disability status is the strongest variable predicting risk of injuries. Lastly, preventing falls among workers with disability is the top priority in occupational safety program targeting this vulnerable population. I want to acknowledge my colleagues' contribution to this. We have Dr. James here from China. He analyzed the ACS data for us, and we have Dr. Shi from China. He analyzed the NHIS data, and we have Professor Liu at Ohio State University gave us some advice about those data analysis issues, and Krista Weller and Dr. Zhao with my team. Thank you very much.